Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Welcome everyone to Forever Family Foundation's radio show. This is a show which I'm sure most of you know who are listening that is designed for you, so that you can tell your own personal stories and to listen to those of others. Many of us have had experiences that definitely defy mainstream thinking, and we are not always, if ever, comfortable telling our stories just anywhere. But here on this show, you will have listeners who have had similar experiences and are anxious to hear your stories. And it's wonderful to hear other stories that confirm our own experiences. I'm Betty Kovach. Kim Saavedra of the Comlock Center usually introduces our show, but she's unable to be here this evening. However, we expect her next month. So it will be Janet Mayer and myself tonight. Janet Mayer is a Forever Family Foundation certified medium and author of Spirits, They Are Present. And I am author of Miracle of Death, There Is Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That Is Changing the World. So we're here to hear your stories and together think about what these stories might mean and how we can integrate them into our everyday life. I think that's so important to take our experiences, really let them live in us and grow in us and know how they can really change our lives and ultimately change the culture. I will give you the numbers to call in, 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And we do have, we'll have callers tonight. That's what makes the show, you. So call us and don't hesitate. Don't feel that there's any reason at all why you shouldn't, because whatever the experience is that you want to share, we want to hear it, and others want to hear it as well. So while we're waiting for you to call, Janet, what have you thought about for tonight?
Emily, I have my own little story to share, so I will jump in, unless somebody decides to call in, then I can always stop and, you know, share the rest of it later.
Right.
But it's kind of a sweet story. It basically is last night I had went to a baseball game, a major league baseball game with my brother. And we were talking all evening while watching the game and catching up. And we started talking about my dad a little bit here and there. And, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, I feel like he's with us. And, you know, we were just talking about different things that he did and would kind of smile and laugh. And so this morning, or not this morning, I guess it was early afternoon, I was telling my husband a little bit about what we were discussing, and he just happened to have the Major League Baseball game on that, you know, for the next day. Today, there was another game, and he was sitting there, you know, watching it, and I was talking about my dad, and he got up and went to the other room for a little bit, and all of a sudden, I heard this really loud crash, and I jumped up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, was that you? Thinking, you know, he fell, and he's like, no, it wasn't me, and I'm like, did you hear that? I go, oh my gosh, it sounded like it was coming out towards the garage. And so we kind of ran out there and I opened the door and I looked, and there on the floor about 6 feet away was a home plate of an old softball bag. You know, we had the equipment of my dad's at one time when he was, you know, he used to be a softball coach, and he had the home plate and he had a face mask that, you know, from the catcher's face mask. And I had him, we had them nailed onto the wall in our garage, and the home plate had flew off the garage and landed on the floor about 5 to 6 feet away. And I just had to stop and smile because I'm like, okay, I guess he's letting us know not only is he home, or we're, and he's in our home, but he's safe.
That is amazing.
I just thought that was kind of a cute little story because I was like, how weird is that that all of a sudden, the home plate would fly off the wall in the garage. There was nobody in the garage, we were in the house and I heard this loud noise and I thought, we were just talking about him at the game last night and then again today. And I thought it was kind of interesting that that happened. And I thought, okay, I think he's just stopping by. So I just thought it was kind of a sweet story. And it was just kind of made me think to, everyone listening that, you probably have these moments all the time and you may brush them off or think, oh, I don't know if that's real or not. And you think, you know what? To me, it's all about timing. If there's timing happening when it's all going on, the way it plays out, I really feel like there's something to that. And,
The timing, absolutely the timing. I agree.
yeah, so I just thought that was kind of a cute, the way it all played out and happened. And I thought, I'm one of these people that if, the listeners, if you listen regularly, then you probably would know that in my life, I have a lot of physical things that will happen around me. And I've gotten used to it over the years. And even my husband has gotten used to it. I mean, we kind of just end up laughing it off because it's like, okay, well, what do you expect? And I do know a lot of people that are like, oh, I wouldn't want anything physical. I wouldn't want them to touch me or a loved one or this or that. And I think, you know what? That's then you got to let them know that. Let them know and say, hey, if come through to me in a way that I will understand and I will be comfortable with. And just let me know that you're around. Just, come through. And I mean, for this story to play out, with the home plate, I'm like, that was my dad's, equipment. He had that and it's now mine and here the way it happened. And it felt just so, it just was sweet. It kind of made me just feel really good inside. And I thought, okay, I'm going to share that tonight. He came through on a really good day.
That's really good because it is the timing. You've just been talking at very much about him, but the fact that it's also, I would think, kind of hard to jump off the wall into the middle of the floor unless there's something that caused the movement,
Right,
a little bit
right.
unusual, you'd have to say. It seems like there certainly might have been energy from the other side to get it to make that statement,
Yeah, I mean, it just needed whatever push it needed. And it was just so, interesting the way it happened. It's not like, a big truck drove down the street and, everything rattled all over. It just happened. And I thought, okay, so that was kind of cool. And I think that, it's really difficult when you're wanting something to happen, like some kind of sign, or you want something to manifest in your life from a loved one. And I feel like it's not even it isn't that difficult. And I know it sounds in one way it's extremely difficult for them to send energy through because we have to be open to receive it. But I also feel like they are our loved ones are around us and they are willing to connect with us on some level. And sometimes we get, a pat on the back for something that's happened in our life, or if somebody's going through something, or we're saying extra prayers or asking the universe to send extra energy, they come through in all different ways. And I think that part of it is we have to be open to that. And I, there was something I actually wrote about, and I thought that, I was going to bring this up tonight, and I thought, well, if any of the listeners out there are listening and they want to try to connect with a loved one, and they're kind of like, well, not really sure what to do, and I'm asking and this and that. And sometimes people ask and they're like, I got a sign right away. And you're like, that's wonderful. And then there's people that are like, well, I asked for a sign right away and I didn't receive anything. And then they're starting to feel bad. And that's like, no, it doesn't work all the time. It doesn't really work like that. It works according to what you need, the connection you have with a loved one. And so I was trying to think of a way that if we asked our, listeners to, maybe sit down in a quiet place, either, in a room, outside, somewhere quiet at a park, wherever they want to go, in their car, whatever, and just talk to their loved one and say, hey, I want, let's have a vision together. I'm going to, and you can call it meditation if you want. You can just call it, being open to the space around you and just ask them to share a type of vision with you. And then when you receive that, just remember it, maybe write it down or, jot it down somewhere in a little book or on a piece of paper or in your phone and date it. And then say, okay, you know what? Before you end that little, 10-minute meditation, say, I'm gonna, I want to come back next week this day, and I want to sit with you again, and let's have a shared vision again. But I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to add in the vision that I'm having that we just had now. I want you to connect that vision to whatever you want it to be next time. And let's say, in this vision, you were thinking of, maybe a certain person, and they showed you something silly. And you were like, okay, I wonder what they're going to bring next time. It's something silly. And then maybe the next week, instead of them bringing something silly, another loved one appears. So then, if another loved one appears with the silly item and the person you're asking, it's now creating some type of story. And maybe it's a story of their life and your life together while they were here. And then, if you stop and try the following week and you ask them to connect those two pieces, maybe you're going to start to receive some information or get more of something that you didn't even know about. And then it's even more comforting. So, it might be something to try if you're listening out there to see if maybe that would work for you. If you're, not exactly, getting a sign immediately or, whatever it may be. But it was just a thought I had. If you don't want to do it, that's okay too. But, I'm always trying to come up with,
So,
new ways for people to connect.
well, Janet, I've had many people tell me that, I mean, not many, some of the people who really do make time and space in their lives for that kind of communication, that they try to have it consistent, to have it at a certain place or a certain time, like you were suggesting. Or one person who was really quite incredible, really, in her ability to receive messages from the other side. She said, she has a meditation room and with candles. And she said, I always light the candles before I begin a session because they know when I light the candles that I need their help.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. And I think that's what it is. It's creating that space and creating that, I do the same thing every time when I meditate. And I've been doing that for many, many years, like since probably the 80s or 90s, I've been doing that. And I basically, sit down and I say the exact same thing every time. And I open up and like when I first started, I would always have a notebook and a pen because I would start getting information and I was so afraid I would forget it that I stopped and I'd write it down. And they would always say, oh, well, don't do that. And I'm like, well, for me, that's what worked.
It
It
works.
worked really well. And so then I would write my information down and then I would go back in and I learned to just connect it automatically where I didn't have to do that if I didn't want. But I always did have the same room and I always did do it in the morning normally. And then, sometimes would happen where I'd be in the evening, maybe I would just be sitting and relaxing or maybe watching TV with my husband. All of a sudden I'd jump up and I'd be like, wait a minute, I'll be back. And then because something would just come through because I would be in that space, I would just automatically click in. And so then it was kind of like I had to get to the point where I'd be like, well, let's hold off and wait a minute, I'll get you, I'll write this down now, but let's pick it up in the morning.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because you do have to kind of have a situation that works for you and your family.
Well, let's give the number out again real quick. We have 1-888 or just 888-627-6008, or we have 321 or 323. Oh my goodness, I'm really butchering this. 323-744-4831. So if anyone wants to call in and share their experience or their story, we would love to hear, from a love that you had with a loved one. And we'd love to, have our listeners listen because it always kind of connects with each other. A lot of times people feel the same thing or they get a story similar, and I always find that really, really fascinating.
Absolutely. We need to know you're out there, Janet, and I could begin to think we're only talking to ourselves, right, Janet?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not
Well, we might, but we'll have a good evening, Betty, right? We'll just keep going. We'll just keep talking. Yeah.
Yes.
But
Well,
I just
I will
go
give
off.
one short story. A person called me today, actually, and her father has been dead for many years. And when the father was alive, he was distant. He wasn't really a part of their family for many years, and he didn't seem that interested in her, and so that was kind of a sorrow in her life. And she hadn't really thought too much about him for years. And so last night she had a dream, and she said it was so clear. She said, I saw him. It was like he was in the room. I could see his face, and he was younger, which often happens when people come from the other side. They have the sort of how they looked in their prime. And she said he looked at her very seriously and said, take care of yourself. So, you know, she'd worried about it all day. And I said, well, I would take that seriously. I said, I don't think you need to worry about something. But I said, if you haven't had a checkup, go get one. You know, just check your. He might from the other side see something that you don't or don't feel or know. And but I said, yes, he's looking after you. And isn't this interesting? Because on this side, he didn't have that ability, really, to be that concerned about her. And now from the other side, she's getting this clear image, and it's telling her to take care of herself. So I thought that that was really significant on two levels. One, that he has changed, has grown and matured on the other side, and feels the love for her, you know. And second, it could be something that she should do, you know, that take care of herself, go check herself out. Anyway, I thought that that was very significant because it was so real to her and so different from what he was like in when he was alive. I think we have a caller, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have Jackie from Connecticut. Jackie, would you like to share a story for you with us?
I have a little story, this kind of a cute little story to tell.
We would love to hear it.
So my husband passed away about 3.5 years ago, and his favorite number was 13. So everywhere we went, he always used the number 13 for everything. And he was a policeman, police officer, captain, and his police officer number was 31. So he said 13 and 31 was his lucky numbers, his favorite numbers. And ever since he passed away, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see a 13 or 31 somewhere, everywhere.
Wow.
He sends them to me all the time, and I know it did from him. But the other day, I was driving down the road, and I had my radio on, and this beautiful song came on, which I had never heard before. It was very pretty, and it was all about how much I love you and how much I miss you, and I got teary. And a car pulled out in front of me just at that moment, and on the license plate it said to Mrs. 31. And I was just, yes, I started to feel like, oh
Wow.
my God.
Oh,
So
I would have
I
called up and
thought that was a good story.
cried. No
I
mistake
did.
about
It's
Wow.
crazy. It's every single day I see 13 to 31, but that one was special.
That was really, talk about timing and coordination and getting things together. That is
He's
wonderful.
very good at it.
That's a beautiful story. I mean, like you
Thanks.
said, he's coming through all the time to let you know he's watching over you. And hey, I'm just going to drive
All
by
the
and
time.
let you know. And then, you know, here's a big sign right out in front of you. That is so cool.
He's
Wow.
always with me. And he never really even thought about any of this stuff until after he passed away, about a week after he died. I had a visitation from him. I did never really even think about any of this stuff, but it was him. It was no question in my mind, because when he was sick and dying, I said to him, he always used to tell me the story about how his father passed away, and then his mother answered the phone one day, and she swears it was him on the other line saying, "It's my birthday." And so when he was sick
Wow.
and dying, I said, "And when you go up there, I want you to find your father and find out how he did that, and do that for me." And about a, I don't even know if it was a week after he died, I was lying in bed and I heard someone coming up the stairs, and I was by myself, and I thought, oh my God, did I not lock the door? What's going on? And I opened my eyes, and it was him, and he gave me a kiss, and then he disappeared. And And after that, I have read every book on everything and survival of consciousness, and I became a Forever Family Foundation member and went to one of the grief retreats. And like, I'm so convinced that there is life after death. It was, I mean, the foundation really helped me. So, and now I see signs every single day. So it is nice.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That's confirming.
Yes.
experiences.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's beautiful and it's validating, you know, that you are open to this. And because of that, you're receiving more and more signs. And I think that is huge, a great, you know, story to share with everyone to remind them that as you open up to receive more messages, you know, as you receive a message, it opens you up for more, which is what's happening too. And I'm glad Forever Family Foundation has helped you so much.
Oh,
so thank you for calling so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Wow. Okay. I think we have another caller. We have Jerry from Nebraska. Are you there, Jerry?
Yes.
Hi. Would you like to share?
Great.
I'm sorry. Would you like to share your experience with us?
I certainly would. And don't be afraid to jump in if you need to ask a question. It's okay.
Okay.
Good.
Some years ago, quite a few now, I purchased a work of art from a well-established artist. Fast forward to current times, I've had it quite a while, and I thought, you know, Gary, it's time to give it up. Well, here's the thing. I've got more art than I've got space. And I said, well, this one, I'm going to give it to somebody special. So last week, I notified a relative, and her daughter was going to be the recipient, and I told her that. Maybe 3 or 4 days before she was preparing to leave here to go back east, I had this dream. In the dream, the artist, I'll leave his name out, appeared in my dream. Now, I don't dream about people I just don't dream about people I know mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But this artist appeared. And what was interesting was he passed away a few years ago. In the dream, I recognized him immediately, although I saw a younger version of him. And though I can't remember the conversation per se, it was obvious from whatever was going on between us that he was approving my giving that piece of art to my granddaughter.
Wow.
And
wow.
I thought that was so neat.
I do too. I do too. Yeah. Just think the good word for it.
Yeah.
It's just the darndest thing. I wasn't expecting anything like that. Wasn't even anticipating it. Looking forward to it. It just happened. So that lucky young lady's got this piece of art at home now, and I'm sure she absolutely adores it because she has two other pieces that I gave her. It's just amazing to me that artist came to me in a dream and approved my giving that to the granddaughter.
I love that. Did you tell your granddaughter? Does she know that?
Not yet. I expect a call from her sooner or later. She's a busy young lady, and well, she'll get around to thanking Grandpa, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, she would love
and I'll
sure.
Well,
I'll
she's very
that
fortunate.
Story with her.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
How many people have someone come from the other side to approve you're getting a gift? You know?
Yes.
Totally unexpected. But I'm glad that the artist came by and offered his approval. It just made me feel so good.
That's good.
I think that's wonderful. And you know what else it made me think about is I'm wondering too, you know, the artist who put all this, you know, love and time and energy into the pieces they create, I always feel like, you know, maybe there's still a part of them that's like attached with the energy in a good way. I'm not saying, you know, anything weird, but like in a good way. And that maybe they, you know, this artist knew that, you know, you love these pieces and they felt that energy and they were happy about it. And then you knew you were, you know, kind of, it was time to let go of this and give it to someone else that you cared about. And that this artist was like, yeah, I see that. I feel that from you. And I'm letting you know, I agree with you. And I think that is really cool in itself to think of it like that, that because he, you know, that artist felt your energy in that artwork as well, because you owned it and you loved it, that now it was time to let go, that he was coming through, you know, and letting you know. So I think that is really cool too.
I do too, Janet. I really agree with that.
You know?
And
that's really great.
I can tell you that the artist was a very generous person with his time and his abilities, and he shared it in different parts of the world. And he obviously cared especially for children and art. And he made effort to connect art to children who didn't have access to it. In other words, for instance, he would go to Mexico, he would round up a bunch of kids and say, let's do some art. And he would teach them some basics to get them started. That is so generous. I mean, no charge, no cost, nothing. Out of his own pocket. He was a very generous, caring person, no doubt in my mind.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. And how wonderful for the children, too. So you can tell from that kind of person that his spirit is in the art, you know, no matter how old the art is. Yeah, his spirit is there.
Well, and you can tell that he's the same, because he's continuing on the other side what he did here, and that's making sure he's coming through and sharing his, you know, his comments or his love to you onto your, you know, granddaughter.
I like
that.
I hope he's making the effort with other folks who give away their art that way.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
He is. And maybe he doesn't get through to all of them. You know, you think maybe he doesn't get through to all of them, but he somehow inspires him to give it. But you actually received a visit from him, letting you know.
It's quite amazing. Anyway,
yes,
thank you for letting me tell my story.
We love
it. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Enjoy the evening and stay well, won't you?
Thank you.
We will. You too.
You know, Janet, I was...
Good,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was thinking with Jackie when she said that she hadn't thought about this kind of thing much before her husband died. And I think that we hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... And that's the world we live in. You know, in the past, there were cultures that there were such that we were aware all the time of the sacredness of life and how the inner world and the outer world are together. They're one. And we were, you know, always trying to be in touch with it. But ours has taken that away from us. And I think we're trying to bring it back. But when death comes, in that sense, it's a gift. It can bring a gift to us to connect us to the sacred roots that we all have and haven't, you know, really thought much about in our culture. So it's interesting that her husband certainly connected her to that.
Yes.
It's a beautiful gift from those who go before us.
Yes. And Betty, it was really interesting you just said that, because I had made a note to myself that, you know, I knew I was getting in really listening to Gary's story, and I was right, you know, and I was like, don't forget to mention about to Jack with Jackie's story, that happens often, exactly what you said, that so many people, I hear this so many times, that people are like, you know, I never thought about this while I was here, never ever considered it, never, you know, I didn't believe it, I didn't even think about it like it existed, and then I lost a loved one and boom, it happened. And then look at Jackie's getting involved and being open, which is huge and something I always say, pay attention, be open. And with her reading so much information, being involved, you know, being part of Forever Family Foundation with listening and, you know, getting involved there with, you know, the whole everything they have to offer. I think that that was really huge for her. And I think what it did is it just was like it opened that door. And her husband's like, I'm going to come through, you know, and oh, here, I'm just going to stop by for a minute. And you know, that energy, it is difficult, I think, to get through that. If it was that easy, they'd all be coming through and we'd all be confused, you know, everything would be going on. So I think we have to, you know, that's part of the reason why it works like it works, is that we have to be open to that. We have to be willing to allow that loved one come through, or allow this to come through, not just like anybody anywhere. And I think that's important. And just like for Gary, he has, you know, he has a connection to that painting. That painting is a part of him, but the painting was also part of the, you know, or the artist, whatever that may be. And, you know, it was part of that person. And so therefore that energy is being carried on. And so he probably has that connection. And if he has other pieces by that artist, I'm sure that artist is like, hey, this guy's really cool. He's, you know, has a number of my pieces. And I mean, it's just kind of a really neat story to remind us that there's so many connections that we still have, and we have on different levels we're not even aware of. And that here he was buying this artist because of what he liked, but he was saying how wonderful that artist was. And it's showing you that artist is still a really cool energy on the other side, making sure he's still contributing on this planet, you
yes,
know?
Living art, yeah, living sacred
yeah.
art. Well, it's, you know, I was listening to a panel discussion this afternoon on the heart, talking about heart consciousness. And one of the persons said, you know, we're all rooted in the sacred. But when we come into time and space, we're born in time and space, there are wounds, that there are soul, S-O-U-L, soul wounds. And those wounds sort of pull us out of our roots sometimes. That, you know, we don't, and very often we're just unconscious that we do have those roots in the sacred dimension, but the soul is wounded. And I think when someone dies, that is a deep wound. And it's especially deep if we don't know there's any other dimension of reality, you know, if we don't know that consciousness continues. And so, and I think it's when that wound, we are wounded, that we are open to healing. We're open to that knowledge. In fact, we're desperate for it. We want it. I mean, and I know in my own case, it changed my life to have to go through the deaths, which were, of course, very wounding in the sense that you just, you know, you just want to know more, and that more did come and opened up an entirely different dimension of reality and a much more expansive way than I had ever known. But it's a way of healing that wound, even when we don't, it's a wound when we don't know it. But then when someone dies, we do know we're wounded, and how wonderful it is when then that person we love can contact us and we're connected again to that person and our own deep roots in soul and the earth.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, Betty. I agree. And I think that I just lost my train of thought. I was going to add something to that. I lost it. Sorry about that. Maybe I'll give everyone the number real quick and then I'll remember. The call-in number is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And feel free to call in and you can add to our conversation, or if you have a story you would like to share, we would love to hear it. We've heard some really wonderful stories so far tonight, and I really feel like it touches everyone. Not only touches Betty and I, but it touches everyone else who's listening, to prove that there is another world out there. It's right with us. We're all together right here. We may not be able to see them, or we may not be able to touch them, but they are here. And if we stay open, we can listen to them and be open to what they want to share with us.
And you know, what is, of course, healing about it all is that we're talking about love.
Yes.
If there were no love, we wouldn't care if we're connected or not, you know?
Right, right.
And so it's love in all of these instances, this feeling, this dimension of feeling and loving and being connected that is so, so important to us. And that's what we experience when we have someone we love connect to us from the other side. And I was thinking about a vision that my husband had with our son after our son had passed. And he was looking at the earth and seeing seeing the darkness. It just sometimes we're overwhelmed with what's going on our planet that is so dark. And it looked like there were just points of just darkness, and that it was almost like the earth was cemented over. And somebody, our son, was with him, and he said, Dad, the power of love can do anything. It is infinite. And before that, he had said, only love can dissolve that darkness. And then that's when he said, the power of this love can do anything because it is infinite. And I think that is so true. Love itself, no matter what darkness we see in the world, love can transform it. It can distill it into light. And that's where every time we're talking about connecting with someone, we're connecting with the experience of loving.
Oh, for sure. And the thing is that that's why we grieve. We grieve because we love someone. We've you know, lost someone, and we think they're, you know, people think, oh, they're no longer around us, but they are. They are just in a different place than where they were before. And what I was going to say, which reminded me now, it came to my head, was, you know, when we have that with someone and we feel like there's love there, it transcends us from where we were with them while they were here to kind of a new space that we're in, because we're no longer the person we were before. And that's what I wanted to remember to say was, you know, we're no longer who we were when they were here. We are the same in one way, but we have completely changed, and our love for them, you know, they are on the other side and they are still here, and they can be in the same space, like right next to us. And when I say the other side, it's not some really far away place.
It's right here.
You know, it's right next to us. I mean, when people look up all the time and they're like, I love you, and they're looking up, and I'm like, look straight in front of you. They're probably right in front of you, you know, and I don't mean to be, I'm not being rude or mean or anything, but I have so many times when I've heard a spirit come through, they'll come through on the side, and I will hear, like actually in my ear, I will hear a word or two. And I think they are trying to tell me to come and bring people down, just have them right here next to you, right in front of you, right next to you, and remind them that they're right there. And that, you know, when we talk to them, just it can be a normal conversation, and you know, you can pour your heart out. They're hearing us. They feel that energy and they feel that love, which is actually what it's all about. So our grief is that love that's pouring out of us. And I think that it's important to remember, you know, to not look up, look in front of you. And that's a big thing. Oh, and we have another caller. So if you're ready, we have Deb from Houston. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you this evening? It's good to,
Hi, good to hear you all.
Good.
We're good. We can hear you. And would you like to share a personal experience?
Yeah, I have a personal experience. We had a recent one that reminded me of another. So it's a kind of a twofer. My son died in 2020, transitioned, and so the following Mother's Day, we met our other son for a Mother's Day brunch at a nice little restaurant, and they seated us and took our orders, and we were chatting, and we were talking about how my son who had passed, how much he loved cooking, and just, you know, food was a thing and all that kind of stuff. And then when they brought the meals out, they brought plates for four. They brought out four meals instead of three, because there were the three of us, just my husband and myself and our younger son.
And
so, of course, we knew that. Yeah, so we knew that, you know, our son was there, Dean was there, right there with us, and just, you know, that was kind of how he showed that he loved us, was through cooking. And we were reminded of it last month. We were at a wedding of his childhood best friend got married, and we were at this destination wedding in Cozumel, and as we pulled up to the guard gate, so that they would let us into this resort, the guard asked us what our name was, and we gave it, and he says, "Ah, yes, reservation for four. And again, it was the three of us. It was like,
That is an unusual story. I like that a lot.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. He was letting you know he was there, and boy, he made sure that it came through.
It was included.
Wow. That is.
Yeah. From, and especially because it was his childhood best friend. It was just so special to know that. I mean, we know that he's with us all the time, but to have him have it be so blatant and in a way that was very familiar to us was perfect.
And don't you just love it? Doesn't that just make your heart smile? I mean, it's so beautiful.
Did you tell his childhood? 100%.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And his friend has also seen signs. His right after his passing, his father, who is a very, very pragmatic man, looked out onto the backyard and saw that part of the party lights were on. They have Christmas lights that are all strung together, and only part of them were on, which is odd because, as you know, Christmas lights, they're serially electrified, and so if you know one is on, all of them are on. And he looked out and he's like, well, that's very odd. And so he went outside and they were just on in the area that he and all the young men at that time used to gather and try out all these specialty beers. And he looked at it and he's like, how is that possible? And then he looked at the plug and they were not plugged in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. This was just maybe a month.
Right. This was maybe a month after my son's passing. And so he plugged them in and then unplugged them. And then they went out. He's like, oh, crap, I screwed up. But he had called his wife out and she saw it, too, before he did that. So, yeah, our son is really quite powerful. Maybe not, you know, Bob, I've seen Bob's YouTube video of where Bailey has the lights blinking in rapid fashion in the kitchen. He hasn't quite done that, but yeah, our son likes to play with lights too.
That's pretty cool.
That's beautiful. I love that, you know, and he gets your attention that way. And I like also how it's connected to what he does and what he loves, you know, which you said, that's where the guys went out and did the beer tastings. And he's like right there in that spot, letting you know, I'm here. So next time you're there, I'm going to be with you guys. Or, you know, and that's what is so beautiful about this is that you acknowledged it, you're validating it, you're paying attention, and it you know, you receive more. And I think that's what's so important too, is that by doing that, they know that you hear them. They know that you're, you know, paying attention. And I think that is so important for anyone who wants any kind of, you know, a sign, a symbol, something from a loved one, is to acknowledge that and say, I am listening. And if I don't catch it the first time, you know, give me something else and I know I'll get it, you know.
It's kind of unusual that he was, you said, a very rational, practical man, and that he did notice it. He took notice of it, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that was the thing that was just so awesome about it, is that this is not a man who would have ever talked to you about getting signs from someone who has passed on. But yeah, that was pretty darn unmistakable.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
And Betty, we were just talking about that, how so many people don't, you know, they don't know about the signs, and then they, you know, they don't believe in it or think about it or anything like that. And then all of a sudden it happens. And that sometimes it's those people that are like, just so blown away by it that, you know, that changes everything.
I'm thinking of an experience of just that when my husband was killed in a car accident, his brother never really talked about dreams. He's very sort of, you know, rational, practical sort of guy. And I had a vision that my husband had said that our son, that he's, when he was driving and went off the road, that our son, he saw our son. And I thought, well, that's something. Well, the brother came one day and he said, very seriously, I want to talk with you. He said, I had a dream. I never in my life thought I'd ever hear him say he had a dream. So he said, I was back at the place where the accident occurred. And he said, I looked at my brother and I said, how did you do something like this? And then my husband, his brother, said to him, Pishti, our son, he was crowding me.
Oh.
I thought coming from, because somehow or other, I think my husband did have a vision of our son. And I think that's what took him off the road. I think it was time for him to go. And otherwise he wouldn't have gone off the road. And he went off the road. It was a flat, grassy area. Only one spot was a danger spot, and that's where a stump of a tree was. And he hit that stump and flew out [S2] Wow. [S1] Of the car, and the car fell on him. So it was definitely going to go at that point. But I just thought that was so interesting that here is a person who would never, ever talk about dream, nor would I have said anything to him, you know?
Yeah.
I had that experience that he saw our son, and that then his brother said that our son was, that Pishti was crowding me, and Pishti was standing there in the dream with dark glasses on. He said he was crowding me, meaning it was when I saw him, I went off the road.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh gosh, Betty. And yeah, then he gave him kind of validation to the dream and what you were, you know, thinking to begin with. So that could be, but yes. I don't know if Deb, you're still here. I just wanted to thank you for calling in and sharing your personal experience. Is she here?
You bet. Yeah.
I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We enjoy listening to you. You take care.
Thank you for bringing your experience of Dean. We really appreciate it. And like I said, we love hearing all these stories from your loved ones, because I think it does help everyone who listens that, you know, you can find your own connection and that we all have a connection. It's not just mediums. It's, you know, not just this one person who's lucky. It's, we can all have experiences. And that's what's so beautiful about this, is that when you share them, you know, sometimes someone else will be like, oh, you know, I kind of think I had an experience, and I thought, no, maybe not. But if they really start looking into it and paying attention, a lot of times it is an experience. So try to remember that as well. So thank you, Deb, so much for calling in.
Yes, and Deb, I knew you were still on the line.
I wanted
to tell you that story about the rational person, too. So thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, I just didn't want her to be there. But yeah, Betty, that is true, though, with that. You know, what you said is that, you know, there's so many people out there who don't think about this. They don't, you know, they never have a connection. And then when they lose a loved one, or, you know, then they're kind of, you know, they feel a little lost, you know, not only for the loss of their loved one and the loss of that love, but the loss of, you know, where do they go? I've had numerous people ask me in the past, you know, and readings, you know, where do they go? Where are they? Are they still alive? And you're like, oh yeah, you know, just wait, you know, stay open and be open that it's, you know, they are around us, and they do, you know, they try to come through in their own way, and it doesn't, there's not a time, you know, people think it has to be like within, you know, so many months or this year. I mean, I always tell people, my grandmother came through like 20 years later. I mean, it was just amazing. And so anybody can have any kind of, you know, loved one come through and give them a sign. And it's not always the same way as the next person. You're going to have your own experience because of who you are, the relationship you have, the love you have, maybe even a disagreement that you've had. You know, it could be whatever. So, you know, try to always stay open to that. Okay, I'll get off my little soapbox.
Well, it's true. It's sometimes, you know, someone will, you know, we kind of wake up for a while, and it takes maybe sometimes more than one experience like that to really make us, you know, kind of think there's something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it does. And I mean, you know, it's like I've had experiences all my life, and, you know, at the beginning, I didn't really know what they were, and I was afraid. And as I got older and started to understand it, I feel very privileged to have, you know, different spirits coming through and giving me signs and things happening in the house. I mean, it might have taken my husband a little bit to kind of, you know, understand what was all going on, but, you know, he caught on pretty quick. And I think that, you know, when things are moving or this happens, and you kind of look at each other like, you know, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you get this? You know, and it's almost kind of a thing of, you know what, you feel blessed. And I think that that's something, is that when we stay that in that place where we feel blessed with what we received, even though the loss is great, it also reminds us how fortunate we are to receive the different, you know, signs that come along the way.
Yes, and I think we're living at a particular time in which many of us are experiencing the other side, and there are enough of us that we have each other to talk to, and we also have quantum physics that lets us know very clearly that there are other dimensions of reality that we can access. So we're living in a time when our experience and science connect us and help us to know that there's something very important that we need to connect to. These are our sacred roots. It's who we are. And with all of the darkness in the world, which is a result of us not having been connected, it's really our responsibility to continue to keep in touch and talk with each other and connect these two dimensions so that we can have a very different world for ourselves now and certainly for our children.
Right. Right. And you know, no matter what experience you have when you share it, if somebody doesn't understand it, that's okay. That's the place they're in. Yeah. But you have had the experience, and always remember that and hold on to that feeling, because sometimes it is just a beautiful, amazing, wonderful experience. Yes. And don't let anybody ever take that away from you.
That's right. Because we can listen to other people and get a lot of information from them, but each one of us holds the key to what we experience. No one else has that. We have it, and they cannot right. take it away from us unless we let them. But we have to know the key we have.
That's right, Betty. I agree 100%. I agree.
Is it?
Well, it looks like it's about time that we have to be signing off in a couple of minutes. So if you have any last thoughts you want to say before I say the prayer.
Well, I think I've just about said all I have to say today.
You and me both. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see here. If we have, do we? Okay. Yeah. We have a couple more minutes. He's letting us know we got a couple more minutes if we want to share anything else. I was thinking it was time to go. That quick.
I did too. My clock must be fast.
Okay. Well, then I will just end with the thing that I usually always used to start off with, was telling people to pay attention to what is going on around them with their loved ones. And that, you know, when you receive a sign, I often tell people to write it down. And, you know, I used to keep a journal all the time where I wrote things down all the time. If I got anything unusual was coming through, and sometimes if I didn't even understand it, and sometimes you don't have to understand it, just write it down and it may make sense, you know, a couple weeks later. And then it's kind of amazing when it does make sense. And that's what I was saying at the beginning about meditating with someone and, you know, going ahead and doing that. And that if you get something in your first meditation, ask them that you want to meet again the following week in the same place, same time, sit with them and add on to that vision. And that's something that may help you as well.
Yes.
Create a story. So that would be really cool too.
I think so. And I think what you said about not understanding it, I have seen that there are experiences that some parts of it I understood and others just remained a mystery. But over the years, because I wrote them down in a journal, I held on to those pieces, and I've had the most amazing experiences of seeing how these pieces did fit together, that a vision or a dream in 1 year, maybe 10 years later, something else connected to it. And just recently, I realized that one of the visions that I had, that my son and my husband both had experiences relating to it. And I did not know, I didn't put those pieces together. So I think sometimes it's okay, we don't understand, but it's in us and it grows in us and it changes us. And it's just mm-hmm. important to have it.
That's
in
right.
us.
Okay, well, now we have to go. So we will end with the Mahayama prayer. If everyone is ready, may all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey. And that's it for tonight. So thank you for listening.